want to speak something?
I don't know the Leela very well. Anything you want me to speak?
You can speak on what you should speak on.
What would you like me to speak?
Her lambasu.
Very little.
Masyon Jagyapatni.
Jagyapatni, something. Very little.
What you can speak?
Indraman Vardhan.
Indraman Vardhan.
Pool.
Something.
What he is
singing? He's singing a song in glorification of you. He's singing about loving Guru.
So everybody's learning, we've all got to grow. There's certain things we need to feel. Things we need to know. Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Let me find a teacher, oh so very rare. One who walks among us, who takes away. He's the one who understands, who's always very near. He's the one who understands, who's always very near. So everybody's learning, we've all got to grow. There's certain things we need to feel. Things you need to know. Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Do you ever get the feeling that you've run out of friends? Do you ever get the feeling that it's time to make amends? So everybody's learning, we've all got to grow. There's certain things we need to feel, things we need to know. It's a London, it's a Nityananda Ram. Nityananda, Nityananda,
Nityananda. Ladies and gentlemen, before we officially welcome Gurudev on this most auspicious day, we wish to traditionally welcome Gurudev by the rendition of a beautiful Kathak dance rendered by a wonderful devotee, a person who's dedicated her life by pleasing the Lord in the form of the art of dance in Kathak.
Okay.
It is my pleasure to call upon Shikha Didi to actually dance for the pleasure of Srila Gurudev and their lordships for you.
Kathak dance. Welcome you.
Oh, some dance. There. Yeah. Sorry.
Should we move? Move the cord, eh?
Take the mic, eh? Come move them now.
Thank you.
With so many sannyasis that have come, devotees internationally, that spent tireless days in the heat and the cold, and struggling basically to go and spread that people should come and hear Harikatha from the lips of pure devotee. But nevertheless, we are so grateful that you are here. Because this is such rare information. It is only meant for those that actually have the pastor's therapies, can hear this. So then I think, well, maybe with all the effort that in this golden city, the city of gold that is spoken about all over the world, maybe when we look at it realistically, this is really Maya power. You can just see how people are trapped in this illusion. They're trapped in Gauteng, in their life, they're trapped in the traffic, in the road, in the weather. But nevertheless, I thank you so much for actually being here today to listen to Srila Gurudev.
She can speak something.
Okay. Srila Gurudev basically is that spiritual master that is a rare gem on
because
this land.
No one is here.
If I actually have to say anything about him, actually I'll say very bitterly. Because any description of him will be imperfect. Imperfect because he is such a perfect soul on this planet. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, we wish to welcome Srila Gurudev and the sannyasi gam that are present here today, and all exalted devotees, the devotees that have come from different parts of the world, and we invite all of you to listen today to this Harikatha that Srila Gurudev is to deliver.
Charu Chandrika. She will speak about Nityananda Prabhu. Five to 7 minutes. She can sit there.
many is too much.
Om Mahirajana Vasya Ganjana Slavaya Chakshamukha Mena Tasman Shinturaye Namaha Nityananda Namastubhyam Premananda Kudayane Kalokana Shamshe Janavakade Namaha. Before I begin,
louder, yeah?
It's not loud enough?
Yeah, close by, closer.
Before I begin, I'd like to offer my humble, most respectful obeisances thousands and thousands of times. The lotus feet of my guru, Om Vishnu Pad Asota Sata Shishi Mad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. And at the same time, I'd like to offer my humble obeisances at the dust of the lotus feet of my Shikurus, Nichalila Vishnu Vishnupada Sutasa Shishima, Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, and Nichalila Vishnu Vishnupada Asatasata Shishima, Bhakti Gurgyan, Keshava Swami Maharaj, and to all Vaishnavas and all assembled devotees here, after my pranam.
Sri Amaraji also not.
No, not arrived yet.
Arjun and his.
Arjun is Prabhu is here. Mm-hmm. There. Arjun? Arjun is there.
Samadhi, you could
write.
Yeah, arrive also.
So, Srila Gurudev has kindly ordered me to speak on the glories
only
of Nityananda Prabhu.
Who? Who's speaking?
Yeah, Philip.
Take it 2 minutes already.
On the glories of Nityananda Prabhu on this most auspicious day of his appearance. So there are innumerable glories of Nityananda Prabhu, and I am very unqualified to even go near to touching these glories, but by the mercy
more
of
louder.
By the mercy of Krishna, I will try.
6 minutes.
So Nityananda Thakur is very deep. Actually, it says Balaram is the Vaibhav Prakash of Krishna. That same Balaram has come as Nityananda, the brother of Mahaprabhu.
Balaram Prabhu is Vaibhav
Prakash. He can go, why stopping?
Balaram Prabhu Vaibhav Prakash of Krishna.
So he's also the Vaibhav Prakash. So this means it's a non-different manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the same, just as Balaram is the same as Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda is the same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So we know that Baladev, he expands as the Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sangharshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And the second Chaturvyuha expansion, first of all, from Sankarshan comes more Sankarshan. From more Sankarshan comes Maha Sankarshan. And from Maha Sankarshan comes Karanadakshaya Vishnu, then Gaudadakshaya Vishnu, then Shivadakshaya Vishnu. So Balaram or Nityananda, he expands in this way to create all the universes. So we know that Nityananda, he serves Mahaprabhu in all five rasas. In Dasharas, even though he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still, he acts as servant. He wants to be the servant. He knows the glories of this Dasharas. So he's says in Dasharas, he says in Sakiras, Vatsaliras is the older brother, and Vatsaliras is the older brother. In Madhuriras, he's Ananga Manjari. So when Nityananda, he appeared in Ekachakra, in Radhadesh, and when he appeared, he roared very loudly. It was a great, sorry, when he appeared in Radha Desh, all auspiciousness was there. And there was no famine, there was no poverty or anything. All everyone was filled with ecstasy. Nityananda, he means full of bliss, eternally blissful. So when he entered this world, he made everyone completely blissful. So, and also, when the Mahaprabhu appeared, he roared very loudly. He knew that, oh, my Prabhu, he's come. He was in complete ecstasy. So he roared so loudly that all the universe shook with this roar. It was like a really loud thunderbolt. And everyone was thinking, what's going on? There's some great calamity happened. They all asking questions, what is this? And then some people realized, oh, this must be Nityananda. He's roaring in ecstasy because his Prabhu is appeared. But no one could really recognize Nityananda. When he was a baby, he was very beautiful, very charming, very effulgent. Everyone was attracted to him. So then Nityananda, when he was a child, growing up, then he didn't engage in ordinary activities, materialistic, playful activities with his friends. He wasn't interested at all. No, he was only absorbed in Krishna. All day he would play with his friends, so many beautiful, sweet pastimes of Krishna. First of all, he got all his friends together and enacted the birth pastime of Krishna. Then the killing of Putana, the killing of Bakasura, the Denakasura, all these demons, one after another, he would play all these pastimes very completely realistically. Everyone was saying, this is amazing how he can, it's so real. We think this is directly Krishna and all his friends and associates. So, one time, he was playing also Ram Leela. And he would play pastimes of all the different incarnations. So he took the role of Lakshman. And his friends were all playing different the monkey, like Hanuman, different monkey associates. And others were playing the Ravan and all his associates like this. So one time, his Nityananda's Lakshman, he said, he was with his friends playing like this, and one of them said, I am the mighty Ravan. Now release your Pishila weapon. See if you can stop me, Lakshman. So then Lakshman, Nityananda playing Lakshman, he released this lotus flower, and it fell. It pierced the heart of his friend Ravan. Not friend, sorry. So then, Lakshman.
He's speaking well or no?
So anyway, he fell on the ground. He fell on the ground unconscious. And all the boys, they came round. I couldn't believe what's happening. Oh, Nityananda, he's died, or what's happening? So then they all started crying, holding their heads in their hands. Oh, please, brother, come back to consciousness. Please, we can't live without you. Then all friends, my mother and father came out, Hadai Pandit and Mahavati. They came, and when they saw, they became completely stunned. And they thought, oh no, our life and soul has gone. What's happened? We can't tolerate. They fell unconscious. All the friends were crying and falling unconscious. It was such a scene. So then they didn't know what to do. So then one man in the audience, he said, "Oh, wait, I've seen something like this before. Once I saw a drama of Dasarath Maharaj when he was Ramachandra. And when Ramachandra left for the forest, then Dasarath Maharaj, he couldn't tolerate the separation. He called Haram, 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 like this, and then gave up his body. Exactly, he gave up his
Thank
body like then.
Thank you.
So just to finish the pasan. So then, giving up like this, he understood that that this is what happened. Then someone else said, "Oh, if Hanuman goes to get medicine, then he will come back alive. He will come back to consciousness." So then, one boy who was playing Hanuman, he left immediately, performed so many pastimes on the way, went to this hill, get some medicine, lifted this hill and brought it back. When he got there, gave it to the doctor, the boy who was playing the doctor, and he put it under his nose. Then the Lakshman came, in other words, Nityananda, came back to consciousness. And he all his friends and mother and father and everyone was so relieved, so happy. So like this, he would play the child of pastimes. Then everyone was amazed. They were thinking, how is it possible? How does he know all these pastimes? So they asked, "What is it?" And Nityananda, he said, "Oh, these are my pastimes." So this, we can understand in this way, Nityananda is not only non-different to Balaram, non-different to Lakshman, and he's teaching us how we can become completely absorbed in these beautiful pastimes of Krishna. Then one time,
another pastime to start.
Not now, present time, others.
One time, next time.
Madhav Mara.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena Tasmai Sigurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhascha Vipasindubhayevacha Patitanan Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Sankara Sankaranata Sai, Garbhada Sai, Chapayogdi Sai, Sesastaja Sansakala, Sanitananda Karama Saranam Namastu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances and the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Ashtodara Sata, Srishtimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Vaman Gosai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajakacharya Varja, Ashtodara Sata, Srishtimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayan Gosai Maharaj. I pay my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Parishtam Vishnu Pad, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Gosai Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Prasthan Vishnupad, Srila Bhaktan Swami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances, all Vishnavas and Vishnavis, headed by Tridham Vishnanasi. Today, the appearance day of Srimad Nityananda Prabhu. Srimad Nityananda Prabhu is non different from Baladev Prabhu. As we have discussed this morning, Srimad Nityananda took birth in Akshatagram. His father was Harai Pandit and mother Padmavati Devi. As you heard from Charu Didi, that how Nityananda used to imitate always the pastime of Lord Krishna and Lord Ram. When it was a little grow up, then one day Lakshmipati Tirtha visit their village and Harai Pandit host him. When he was about to leave from the village, then he told, "Oh Panditji, give this boy with me and I will travel all over pilgrimage places in India. He will serve me and he can take darshan of all pilgrimage places." Although Harai Pandit was not ready to give his son, but if sannyasi is asking sadhu, if not donate him, then it will be unauspicious thing. So remembering about Dasarath Maharaj, when Vishwamitra Rishi came and he donated Lord Ram and Lakshman for their benefit, so he did so. And he traveled with Lakshmipati Tirtha and he initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha. And when Mahaprabhu after sannyas went to Jagannath Puri, then on the way Nityananda Prabhu narrated all story of Sakshi Gopal and Kirchara Gopinath, etc. During traveling, when Nityananda Prabhu was in Vrindavan, he is searching, "Where is my Kanai? Where is my Kanai?" Then aerial sound came and told, "Vrindavane achan ki Kanai, Vrindavan Vrindaranya koriya sunno nodiya dhanno kore chere bhai." "Oh, you are searching your Kanai? Your Kanai no more here. Go," and he appeared in Navadvip Dham. So Srimad Nityananda Prabhu came to Navadvip Mayapur and he stayed in house of Nandana Acharya. And he told, "If my really Kanai has appeared here, I will not go to him. He must come to me and search me. If he discovered me, then I think he is my Kanai, otherwise not." So Mahaprabhu ordered his associates, "Today one great Vaishnava has come, go and get him here." So his devotees went to find different temples, so many places they could not find. Then they came to empty handed and told Mahaprabhu, "Oh Nimai Pandit, we could not find anyone." Then Mahaprabhu, taking his devotees, went direct in the bhavan of Nandanacharya Prabhu, and Nityananda was sitting there. So Nityananda looked towards Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu looked towards Nityananda Prabhu. They embraced each other and became friends. From that time, Nityananda became his part of his preaching. Mahaprabhu is preaching all over India and he ordered Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to preach holy name. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they are preaching not taking any gross alms. They only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this thing. People are chanting, some are laughing, some are joking. What kind of beggar are they, mendicant, not taking any gross alms, no rice, nothing? So one day, Nityananda Prabhu saw two drunkards, Jagai and Madhai. Nityananda thought, if they take Harina, then I think yes, power of Mahaprabhu is there, otherwise not. So he took Haridas Thakur, went to talk, tell him, "Oh bhai,
and you can give it to sannyasi.
Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." They are so much drunk, completely drunk. Their eye was moving, completely ready. Then they want to chase them. And they run after them, and Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, running as fast as possible, on T junction came. Then they go one way, and Jagai and Madhai, two drunkards, went another way, could not catch them. Haridas Thakur told to Adhidacharya Prabhu, "Oh, is Nityananda? I cannot think what kind of mentality he has. Sometime he go in some cow shed and stealing milk and running from there. I cannot run so fast. They caught me. I have to ask forgiveness, so I am not with him. What can I do?" Sometime he'll jump in the Ganges and embrace the crocodile and play with them. He's so ferocious, crocodile. Sometime he'll go some young girls and told, "Can you marry me, please, for all this notorious activity he is doing?" So just Radhidhajaja Prabhu told, "Yes." And he told, "Today, somehow or other, by grace of Bhagavan, we save our life. And this innocent Nittai went to two drunkards and asked them to chant. They chase us somehow, we survive our life. Then Ajacharya Prabhu told, yes, this Jagai and Madhai, two drunkards, and this Nimai and Nittai, they also drunkards. Tomorrow, four drunkards will drink together, we will see. Then Hajasthava told, oh Prabhu, please don't mock me. I understood that Jagai Mata delivered already, only formal will take place. So next day, they went again. And then when Nityananda was to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then they ran towards him, and Madhai hit one Nityananda Prabhu with a pitcher, clay pitcher, and it cut and blood came. Then some other thieves went to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu came and told Chakra, Chakra. Immediate Sudarshan Chakra came in his hand. Seeing this, Jagai Madhai became very scared. And Nityananda Prabhu called Mahaprabhu and told, oh Prabhu, in this incarnation, you not kill anyone, you promise. Only have to kill their bad mentality. So due to request and prayer of Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu come down. And Jagai hold Mahaprabhu's feet and Mahaprabhu give him Krishna prem. Madhai told, oh Prabhu, we did all nonsense thing, come together, we drink together, everything together, you give Krishna prem to him, not to me. Mahaprabhu, no, you did offense of lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. If he excuse you, then possible otherwise not. Immediately, Nityananda Prabhu excuse him and give him Krishna prem. After that, Mahaprabhu took sannyas to deliver the world, and Mahaprabhu desired to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu promised, he will not let him go to Vrindavan in present time, he will take him to Santipur. When Mahaprabhu was going, he had to come some certain way. Nityananda Prabhu saw some cow, covered by grazing cows there, and told one mad person come with saffron cloth. If he asks what is the way to go Vrindavan, we can show this direction towards Ganges. And Nityananda Prabhu went to inform Advaitacharya Prabhu. Advaitacharya Prabhu came with Dorukopin and Bahirvas of sannyasis, and with the boat he came and landed in the bank of Ganges. When Mahaprabhu came and saw the boys are grazing cows, we thought, yeah, they are cowherd boy of Vrindavan. And told, oh my dear brother, what is the way to go Vrindavan? Then they saw the direction of Ganges. When Mahaprabhu went there, seeing Ganges, he took bath there, Chidananda Bhanu Sadananda Suno by this slope, and he saw Advaitacharya Prabhu is there. What is this? Every coconut tree, Advaitacharya is here. Then Advaita, you are here? Well, yes, Prabhu. Well, I am in Vrindavan. Well, yes, you are Vrindavan. But why you, how you came here? Then I not taken bath in Jamuna? Advaita told, yes, Prabhu, you have taken bath in Jamuna. Because in Ganges, two currents are there. One, Ganges, eastern side, and Jamuna, western side. You took bath western side, so you have taken bath in Jamuna. Then he took to Mahaprabhu Santipur, and Nityananda Prabhu informed Mother Sachidevi and others. Then about 10 days Mahaprabhu was there, and Nityananda was also there. After sannyas, Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, according to order of Mother Sachidevi. And prior to that, Srimad Nityananda Prabhu, he always observing Baladev Prabhu's mood. Sometime he came completely disturbed Mother Sachi's house and asking for prasad. And seeing him, Mahaprabhu wrapped him with his pitambar. Sometime he go to Malini Devi's house, Sivas Pandit, and sitting on his on her lap and breast to sakhar breast milk. And as soon as he comes with sakhar breast milk, lot of milk will come automatically. One day, one crow took the silver bowl full of ghee and fly away. And Malini Devi was weeping. Nityananda asked, oh mother, why you are weeping? Then he told, oh, one crow has taken the Thakurji's bowl. Oh, then he called crow, crow came back immediately with the silver bowl full of ghee and put there. So when Nityananda Mahaprabhu Swami Namo Jagannath Puri, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Prabhu, or some five person was with him. When they came in close to Jagannath Puri Dham in Bhargavinodi, bank of Bhargavinodi, Nityananda Prabhu broke Mahaprabhu's danda and threw in the river. From that day, river's name became Dandabhanga Nodi. When Mahaprabhu came in external sense and told, "Where is my danda?" all are became very scared and told, "Ask your Sipar." Mahaprabhu told Sipar, "Where is my danda?" Then Nityananda told, "Oh, you are always absorbing mood. You full flat with danda on me. So due to your weight, danda broken, so I throw it." Mahaprabhu told, "Oh, I have only one danda, and you throw it, break it and throw it. Okay, I will not go with you to Jagannath Puri Dham. Either you can go ahead, I will go later, or I will go ahead, you can come later." Then they thought, if Mahaprabhu will be come later, then if he faint, we will take care. Better let him go ahead, we will follow him, and whenever needed, we can serve him. By this way, Mahaprabhu went ahead and they came later. And Mahaprabhu seeing Jagannath Dev want to embrace and became faint, then the Sarva Bhattacharya took him to own house. And later on, Nityananda Prabhu and others went there. Seeing Jagannath Dev, Mahaprabhu could not embrace, became faint. But Nityananda Prabhu, one day he came in Jagannath temple and direct went in the altar. The Pandas and Padichas, they want to check him. And he gave a push, little bit, and all became full flat. They're telling, "Oh, by grace of Jagannath Dev, even he can control mad elephant. And who is this?" He direct went to altar, embraced Baladev Prabhu, and took garland from him and put it on his own neck. Even touching Baladev Prabhu, none can alive. Who is this? Then they understood his glorification. So whenever Nityananda Prabhu went to darshan of Jagannath Dev, all puja used to come do pranam and used to give him garland and prasad. When Mahaprabhu, every year, the Gaudiya Vaishnava used to come to visit Mahaprabhu, excuse of Kar festival. Then Mahaprabhu told, "No need to come every year, Sipad, you have to preach." When Nityananda was preaching, one day he came in Panihati. And Raghunath Das Goswami always want to run away from his house to attend the service of Lotus Feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu. When he arrived there, then Raghunath Das Goswami took permission from his parents and uncle and came to Panihati. When he did pranam, Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu told, "Oh, you are thief. I will give you big punishment." "What is the punishment?" "You have feed my all associate cheap rice." So Das Goswami had a cheap rice festival. So many thousand people will assemble there and feed them. And Nityananda Prabhu, by force, he put his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. And he were obstacled. Always he want to go and his parents bring him back by God, by causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, all his obstacles went away. Why Nityananda Prabhu told him thief? Because Mahaprabhu's lotus feet is the eternal asset of Nityananda Prabhu. Without his kind permission, if someone wants to serve Mahaprabhu, it is not proper. So Nityananda told him, "You are thief." When Nityananda was preaching in Bengal, one day he came in the courtyard of Ramchandra Khanwan, very big landlord. The landlord told to his guard, "This place is not proper for him. And he was sitting in the Durga Mandap, one higher place of demigoddess place where they used to worship demigods every year. Your place is proper in Kaushal." Then he began to laugh. "Yes, this is not proper place for me. I am milkman and Kaushal is proper for me." And Nityananda began to laugh and went away from there. And when Nityananda went away from there, that wicked Ramchandra Khan dig some earth from there and throw away and smear with cow dung. He thought this impure. As soon as Sitaru went away from that village, after 2 days, the Muslim king came and captured, arrest him, and kills all dynasty, and cook their beef and loot the whole village, and all village became finished. So whoever insults Nityananda Prabhu, they never get any benefit. So if you want to get service of Mahaprabhu, you have to take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. And even if by his mercy, you can attain the service of divine couple even in Singhagas. Because Nitai Ananga Manjari Deha Kripa Kari Mure King Kari Kariya. If you take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, one day you can attain service of Mahaprabhu and divine couple. Hare Krishna. Vancha Bhagavata Rupasya Sipasam Vijayata Kati Kanna Kavane Dho Vishnade Dho Namo.
The glory of Nityananda Prabhu.
Bye.
Speaking.
Others can change this.
I can change.
But it was working.
This one.
It's working.
Working now?
How's it working? Sound?
Working.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Can it be finished day or two? It is told in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, anyone cannot
obtain,
have attained the mercy of
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu or Radha and Krishna. It is where it has been done. Akrodha Paramananda Nityanandara Katiyamuha Premam Banya. The flood of Prem Mahaprabhu brought, and Nityananda Prabhu
broke,
sent that flood to all persons in every door, began to drown. So, we are coming now in sweet pastimes of Krishna. When Dambandhan Leela was done, then one day all the aged gopis, they assembled. Upananda Prabhu told the brother of Nanda Baba, eldest, now in Gokul Mahavan, there is scarcity of grasses. Cow cannot graze. And so many problems coming. Putana, Trinavarta, Sakatasu, so many demons are coming. So now we should give up this Mahavan and across Jamuna River. There is a very big forest, Vrindavan. Jamuna is there, Giriraj Govardhan is there, very pleasant and very good place. I think it would be proper that we should take Krishna with all cows, and we should start for
Vrindavan.
Next day, all the cows, like Ganga and Jamuna, like floods in a current, like a river, all began to march from there. After that, in the end, Nand Baba, Yashoda in a bullock cart with Rohini, Krishna Baldev, and they started from Gokul Mahavan to Vrindavan. Anyhow, they crossed Jamuna and came to Chattikara. Chattikara means a village was made by the
bullock
Nand Baba
bullock cart
order with bullock carts in a round way,
half circle,
half round way. From there, Bansi Bhat was there. Very beautiful forest there on the bank of Yamuna. Bansi Bhat was named after when he did ras and he played on flute. Before, it was a forest-like name, no name. After one day, Krishna was playing with cowherd boys, and he came to Bail Bun, and there was a very big buck.
Crane.
Who will tell? You can? No. You? No? Then Madhava Maharaj speaks.
Damodar Maharaj can speak.
No. I want that he should be given another shabd.
Shyamrani can tell?
Come on, please.
Come! Baya, tu bolbe jigyes kacche. Baya, tu bolbe?
Bokasu.
Yeah.
You jano?
Haan, jani kena jani na. Uni bolte chachche tak.
Ajnana binrandasya janam jana salakaya chakshuru militam yena tasmai
Shri Gurave
Namaha. Microphone, please.
Ajnana
binrandasya janam jana salakaya chakshuru militam yena tasmai Shri Gurave
Namaha. What subject I have told you to speak?
Indraman Vardhan. Vansha Kampata Rukyusha Kripa Sindhu Vedatya Patitam Pavanetyo Vaishnavetyo Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer my humble Dhanavat Pranam to the lotus feet of my beloved spiritual master. Om Vishupada Paramahamsa
Vaishnavetyo Vaishnavetyo Vaishnavetyo
Shiva Narayana Goswami
Maharaj. Well,
after that I offer my humble dhanavat pranams and the kindness unto all the acharyas in our Guru Rupa Parampara, especially to Param Gurudev, Shiva Bhakti Pratyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Shiva Prabhupada. I also offer my dhanavat pranams unto Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Today we are observing His appearance day. Unto all the Vaishnavas, Sanatati, Dhani, Sannyasis, unto all the guests and mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters who have come here today to hear the Naitarian Harikatha from the lotus lips of Srila Gurudev. Srila Gurudev is the direct manifestation of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He is so kind to bless the country of South Africa with his presence, only out of kindness to invite all of us to come to the transcendental land of Vrindavan, which really is our home. Yeah. In Vrindavan, we have heard yesterday and also today we are again hearing the beautiful pastimes of Sri Krishna. As a small boy, how he plays with his friends and how the influence of obstacles, problems, demons, yeah, are always present in Vrindavan to ignite and to encourage and to enhance the loving, affectionate relationships between Sri Krishna, his parents, his friends, and his beloved gopis. How can a demon come into Vrindavan? We may think it is not possible for a materialistic person to enter Vrindavan. Only by Yoga Maya, the transcendental pastime potency of Sri Krishna, is all these beautiful pastimes are arranged in such a manner that, as we said just a minute ago, the transcendental affection is always increasing, 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 unlimitedly. In the spiritual world, there is no limit. If you stretch a rubber, it will at one point break. But in the spiritual world, there is no breakage. Always love and affection is increasing. What we are hankering for in this world, really, it is available only there. We want to have a home in this world, but we all have to leave our home. Our real home is in Vrindavan, and the real representative of Vrindavan is here, Srila Gurudev. To invite us, please come to Vrindavan and visit all the pastime places of Sri Krishna. We can hear with our ears the beautiful Harikatha of the most exalted Vaishnavas describing the nectar of Krishna's pastimes. So as we heard from Srila Gurudev, now Krishna and all the cowboys, they have come to Vrindavan. One day they went to the bank of Yamuna, and there in on the bank of Yamuna river there was one crane. In Hindi, Sanskrit we call Baka. Yeah. And Baka was standing like this on one leg. Yeah. As if he was very renounced yogi. Yeah. A yogi, very renounced, he doesn't want to eat anything, doesn't want to get involved in this material world, posing as very renounced, but in his heart, so many material desires are there. Unless and until the yogi is fully embracing the process of bhakti yoga, he will not be able to overcome the desires of the mind to enjoy sense gratification. There are numerous examples in Vedic literature of yogis who could not progress due to the fact that they did not want to acknowledge the relationship of devotion, that they are really, originally, the eternal servant of Sri Krishna. So here Bakasur is called the demon Baka. He was standing on one leg and waiting, like a crane, waiting if there is any fish anywhere in the water to catch. But really, he was sent by Kams to catch Sri Krishna. He knew that time to time, Krishna will come with the cows, the calves, to the bank of Yamuna, and he will fetch them water, and they will sit there and render some picnic or anything. Yeah, so play in the water. So here, this great crane, very big, he was waiting for Krishna. Then his beak opened and he was about to catch Krishna in his big beak. And Krishna, he allowed that Bakasur to catch him in his beak, and at the same time, yeah, Krishna very easily, he
bifurcated.
Yeah.
The beaks and the demon was finished. Yeah.
In this way,
he was brother of Putana.
He was also brother of Putana. Yeah. Putana had many brothers. We will hear more beautiful pastimes.
And in this way he obtained also Sarukya Mukti. This was the causeless mercy of Sri Krishna. When Krishna appears, whoever demons, whoever comes in contact with Krishna, they will obtain the ultimate destination. So we will, I will end my speech here. Srila Gurudev ordered me, if I can say something on Bakasura, it's a small pastime. I want to again reiterate that there are so many persons who present themselves as very renounced, and they profess that they can help us, but really only the devotee of Sri Krishna can help us. We should feel ourselves extremely fortunate to be here this evening in the presence of Krishna's pure devotee, hear carefully, and take complete shelter at his lotus feet. Bancha Kalpatriya
Shatrika.
First of all, let me take shelter and offer unlimited sustendana pranams to the feet of my Diksha Guru Maharaj. Nitya Lila Bhagavatam Astutarasita Shishimai Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. An equal number of sustendana pranams at the lotus feet of my Shiksha and Sanyas Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pad Astutarasita Shishimai Srila Bhaktivedanta Nayan Goswami Maharaj. And to all Vaishnava Acharyas and Lion Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the assembled Tridandi Sanyasis, the guests, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, Hare Krishna. So we're very fortunate to be here taking shelter and hearing from the Lord's pure devotee. Under his guidance, we're discussing the pastimes of Sri Krishna. Krishna advanced in this world to exhibit his transcendental pastimes to attract us to our eternal home. This material world is not our real home, but it's a temporary place for us to reawaken our dormant love and affection and devotion for the Supreme Lord. So hearing these transcendental pastimes of Krishna exhibiting these leelas in Vrindavan, they actually destroy certain obstacles that we have in acquiring the qualification to go back to our original home. This pastime that was just spoken of Bakasura, he represents hypocrisy. By hearing these leelas, we don't understand it. It sounds to us like maybe even a history of fairy tale. These are transcendental pastimes, and they have great potency. By the Supreme Lord himself is performing these transcendental pastimes for his pleasure and for the benefit of the devotees who have an opportunity to hear these pastimes and enter into them. So it's necessary that we leave the Gandhi Hall in order to enter into these pastimes. It's necessary that we leave Malaysia, leave Johannesburg, leave South Africa. We want to leave the material world completely. We want to enter into Goloka Vrindavan. We can be there by our meditation and desire, and leave this filthy world behind. So that now Srila Gurudev is asking that I discuss the transcendental pastime of Parambasura. Agasura. Agasura, this demon Agasura, a big serpent demon, represents sinful activity. Daily, the coward boys and Krishna and Balaram enter into the forest. The transcendental coward maidens have said that the perfection of the eyes to see Krishna and Balaram, accompanied by the cows, playing Krishna playing on his flute, Balaram on his bugle horn, entering into the groves of Vrindavan. accompanied by the cows, along the river Jamuna, on the banks of Govardhan.
Right?
Yes.
The atmosphere is very beautiful.
They are going into the forest.
The Jamuna River makes a very wonderful sound, and the breeze is blowing across her, gives such wonderful fragrances of the flowers.
How beautiful is the forest?
Beli, Chameli, Jui, Kadamba, so many wonderful fragrances are there. Krishna is entering into the forest with the desire to take his cows out to graze in the beautiful pastures of Vrindavan. Kamsa is sending many different demons to kill Krishna because he's always meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day, only in fear of Krishna, not a beneficial type of meditation. So he's sending different demons to try to kill Krishna. Now he is sending Agasura, who takes the shape of a big, big serpent demon. He enters in Vrindavan. He's not purified by the beautiful atmosphere of Vrindavan because his mentality is demoniac. The transcendental atmosphere will not penetrate his thick, undesirable consciousness. So he has such a big form that his lower lip touches the ground and his upper lip looks like it's in the clouds. He's
how many miles long?
8 miles long. But the coward boys, they're wanting to play, and to them it looks like a big mountain cave. So they go ahead of Krishna. Oh, let's go and play, let's go and play. And look, there's a nice road leading into this cave, but actually it's the demon's tongue. So without any fear at all, just desiring to enjoy the atmosphere of Vrindavan, they go into this cave. The smell isn't so nice because demons eat foul things.
Huh?
So they are in there and they actually lose consciousness. Krishna becomes amazed and he sees that his friends have just wandered into this big cave, but he actually knows it's a huge demon serpent. So he actually enters in also to save his friends. And there, the most wonderful thing happens. Krishna glances and sees his coward boyfriends who are unconscious, laying in the abdomen of the big serpent demon, Agasura. He casts his glance on them and they all awaken. And then he expands himself, bigger and bigger and bigger. And he breaks through the skull of Agasura. He pierces his head and the demon is dead, crashes to the ground. So the demigods are seeing this from their heavenly planets. They're showering flowers on Krishna. They're beating on their drums. They're beating on their kettle drums. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. The coward boys are amazed. Krishna's always doing so wonderful feats. They're not thinking he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's simply their wonderful friend with so many different wonderful and beautiful qualities. So while the demigods are looking on, Lord Brahma notices that out of the demon's skull comes his life air, his prana. The Atma then goes and merges into the foot, the lotus foot of Krishna. And he's thinking, how wonderful this is. The yogi meditators for thousands of years, they're meditating on doing strict types of meditation, strict type of penances and mantras in order to obtain liberation and merging into the Swarup of Krishna, and Agasura, who came to kill Krishna, has had the same wonderful result. So in this way, he's amazed. He thinks, oh, I would like to see more pastimes of Krishna. I'm very curious who this boy is. So now we will have the opportunity, under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, orchestrating all of us, to narrate the different pastimes of Krishna. Just hearing these pastimes are very, very wonderful. Hearing that Krishna, he doesn't kill the demons, he liberates them. He gives them eternal existence and takes away their demonic conceptions of existence. By hearing the pastime of Agasura, Krishna liberating Agasura, it actually destroys our tendency for sinful activities in this world.
Brahma was in the sky. And he saw how wonderful this pastime of Krishna.
So he wished that I want to see another sweet pastimes of Krishna. So what became? Damodar Maharaj will speak.
Gurave Gaurachandaya Radhikaya Padale Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama So first of all, I offer my obeisances, Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, Chidandi Sannyasis, Brahmacharis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. Thank you for coming to hear topics of Sri Krishna, which are like nectar for the heart of all souls. By hearing about Krishna from the devotees, one can develop relationship with him. Therefore, Krishna enters the ears of that person who is desirous of hearing about him. So we are discussing all the demons who are killed by the Lord. Actually, all these demons represent faults or impediments that stop us achieving the perfection of pure devotion for Krishna. Deva Agasura represents sin personified. So when the soul of Agasura pierced through the Brahma root, the topmost section of the skull, and entered into the feet of Krishna, then Adi Guru Chaturmukh Brahma became very much astonished. How amazing are the pastimes of the Lord! Because those yogis who meditate for millions of years, very difficult for them to achieve liberation. But even the demons who are killed by the Lord achieve liberation. Therefore, Brahma became desirous. How I can see more of the charming and astonishing pastimes of Krishna. Actually, Lord Brahma is not an ordinary person. He is the creator of this material world, and he is a pure devotee of Krishna. In the beginning of the creation, he had darshan of Krishna, and then he spoke the four Vedas. So Brahma is not a foolish fellow. His bewilderment is not by Mahamaya or by the illusory potency. His bewilderment is by Krishna's own desire. Actually, certain acharyas like Madhvacharya, they refused to comment on this section of the Bhagavatam because they thought, how could our original Guru, Lord Brahma, become bewildered into acting in a way opposite to Krishna? But our acharyas, following the footsteps of Mahaprabhu, especially Jiva Goswami, said no, because Brahma's bewilderment was by the direct desire of Krishna. Like a doll that dances, who can avoid the desire of Krishna? Even Lord Brahma is not independent. So being inspired by Yogamaya, Lord Brahma, what did he do? He was watching the activities of Krishna. So Krishna was taking lunch, surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of thousands of his cowherd boys. Each boy had brought some preparations from home because their mothers were the gopis and they cook only for Krishna. They were the boys would push that in the mouth of Krishna. Oh, take Kanaya, take. And Krishna would chew their remnants very happily. So as that was going on, the cows and calves wandered off away from Krishna and the coward boys. Even though there were millions and millions of coward boys, each boy thought Krishna was only eating directly in front of them. And they were seeing the face of Krishna, which was like a blue lotus. So as the cow wandered off, then the boys became anxious. Hey Prabhu, where can we have to go and bring the cows, otherwise our parents will punish us. Then Krishna said, don't worry guys, I'll take care of it. So Krishna wandered off in this hand with some yogurt and rice and some chili pickle here, some mango pickle here, in his left hand. So as the Krishna wandered off, then Ramaji had kidnapped all the cows and calves and hid them. And when Krishna wandered off to find them, then Brahma came and kidnapped all the cowherd boys. So when Krishna came back, there was no one left. So for a moment, it seemed as if Krishna was bewildered. And Brahma was also a little bit confused. Because you know, when you offer the, the yajna for Lord Vishnu, how much the Brahmana should be cute, clean, with clean cloth and tilak and mantra, then swaha, swaha, swaha. But this Brahma, Parabrahma, Sri Krishna, he is wandering around like an ordinary boy, eating from his left hand. Only low-class persons eat from their left hand. So Brahma became bewildered. How this can be the absolute truth, the source of everything. He is acting like an ordinary person. So, when Krishna returned and there was no one there, no cars and no friends, then Krishna appeared to be bewildered. Then Brahma became even more confused. So what happened? That time, Sri Krishna manifested immediately as thousands of, he manifested himself as thousands of calves and thousands of boys, which were exact replicas of the original. So that time where Krishna, but that time between Brahma kidnapping the boys and Krishna manifesting new ones, that was only 1 second. So in that 1 second, Brahma went back to his abode, which is Brahmaloka. This universe is 14 planetary systems, and the top one is the planet of Lord Brahma. So when Lord Brahma went back to his own planet, what happened? Krishna had arrived there before him. And Krishna had himself taken the form of Lord Brahma and entered into Brahmaloka. So Krishna told the doorkeepers and the security guards, be very careful, there's one artificial Brahma, a photocopy.
Imposter.
So he's an imposter. So you make sure when he comes in, you give him a good hiding and kick him out. So Lord Brahma, when he came to his, because Lord Brahma had done the same thing to Krishna, he had kidnapped everyone and hidden them. And in Gita, Krishna says, Jetatama prabhupati tamsa devabhajahamya. That way you approach me, I do the same to you. So when Lord Brahma came back to his own planet, what happened? The guard was there. Hey, get out of here. And Lord Brahma said, are you crazy? You don't know who I am? I am the creator of the universe. I am your Lord and Master. And then the security guard goes, sure, buddy, give me another one. And with his stick, hey, get out. Then Lord Brahma, he ran away. Where do I go? Where do I go? Because someone who pleases, someone who offends Krishna, where can he hide? He cannot hide anywhere in this universe. Because Krishna is in every atom as the Paramatma. So where can you go? How can you hide from the all-pervading Lord? So Lord Brahma came back, and what did he see? The same Krishna taking lunch with all his friends and all the calves. And he became astonished. Am I dreaming? Because Lord Brahma has 4 heads. With 2 heads he was looking, oh, the boys and calves that I kidnapped are still there. And where are these ones? They are identical in every respect, including their speech, the color of the sticks, the color of their turbans. Then Brahma was thinking, which one is the original? Which one is the photocopy? He became confused. His head was reeling. Then Krishna decided to give him some mercy. Then when Brahma looked again, he saw each stick, each cowherd, each turban, each robe, each calf was his worshipful deity, four-armed Lord. Then Brahma, his foreheads began spinning. He saw the unlimited opulence of Krishna. All his senses became stupefied and he fell unconscious. So, why Krishna performed this activity? Krishna fulfills the desires of everyone. Even the materialistic persons who worship him, Krishna fulfills their desires. So why will Krishna not fulfill the desires of the pure devotees? Therefore, all the young gopis, they had a desire, Krishna will be my husband, Krishna will be my husband. They weren't interested in marrying anyone else. So to fulfill the desires of the millions and millions of young gopis, Krishna had taken the form of millions and millions of cowherd boys. Then Gargachari, he announced, this time is a very good time for marriage. So all the young gopis, no matter how old they are, should immediately be married to these cowherd boys. And who were those cowherd boys? They were Krishna himself. In this way, Krishna fulfilled the desires of the millions of gopis. Also, all the elderly gopis of Vrindavan all had the feeling towards Krishna, Krishna is my son. I wish that I could also serve Krishna like Mother Yasoda and feed him my breast milk. Therefore, Krishna fulfilled their desires by becoming millions and millions of boys who were actually their sons. And also, all the cows had a desire. I am not satisfied just being milked and my milk being made into sandesh and burfi and laddu and all that stuff. I want to directly feed my breast milk to Krishna himself. Therefore, Krishna became millions and millions of calves and he drank directly from the breath, from the udders of the millions and millions of cows of Vrindavan. In this way, by this pastime, Krishna fulfilled the desires of everyone. How much he fulfilled the desires of Lord Brahma and everyone else. Therefore, how kind is Krishna? To what great efforts he goes to make us happy. No? But we are so ungrateful, we never think to serve him and that. Everyone still awake there? Haribol, only a few more minutes. So, Lord Brahma, when he saw this amazing opulence of Krishna, then he offered so many prayers. Tadburi bhagyam ihajanma atavadya gokalapi katamangri jovishekam yastunikilam bhagavan makundas tadadhyapi srutivi vichraneva. Brahma said, what's the use in me becoming the creator of the universe? Because I have so much pride, so much position, so much wealth, so much beauty, and so much knowledge. But despite having everything, I could not render proper service to Krishna. Therefore, mood of humility came. Gurudev always says, that much we do devotion, that much humility must come. If someone is very proud, oh, don't you know who I am? I am great. Who are you? I'm grateful. What does that mean? No, bhakti at all. Was so proud. Therefore, Brahma, he became humbled by Krishna. Trinadupi Sunincha. And what happened? He prayed, I hope in my next life I can take birth as a stone. Why? Because when the gopis walk to meet Krishna, Yastu Nikilam Bhagavan Mukundas, they have given everything to Mukunda. So when they walk and they go to meet Krishna, then their foot dust can come on my head and I can also achieve devotion to Krishna. Like when Gurudev comes in, and intelligent people, what do? They bow to him and they touch his feet. Why? Oh, may your mood of devotion also come into my mind by your grace, by your grace. Ho iti danya, brajagauramanya, stanamita pitam, ati iti. He prayed, Krishna, even though the Vedas have been glorifying you since the beginning of creation, even though you accept the offerings of millions and millions of devotees who chant swaha, swaha by chanting of Vedic mantras, still you are not so much satisfied as you are satisfied by drinking the breast milk of the cows and the ladies of Vrindavan. So Brahmaji offered so many prayers. His prayers are very wonderful. And if you hear them, you'll become astonished. So one more thing is there. Balak, this pastime has been going on for 1 year. So for 1 year, Krishna was doing all this with the Brijvasis. Then one day, the cowherd men had taken the big calves on top of Govardhan. And that Krishna had taken, and of course Krishna was the cows and the calves. So Krishna himself was down the bottom with all the young calves. So when the cows on the top of Govardhan saw the baby, the older calves, they ran down from Govardhan to their calves. So normally a cow likes her young calf, does not like the older calves who are already 1 year old. So when the cowherd man tried to stop the cows from going down, he could not stop them. Why? Because they had natural love for Krishna in the form of those cows. So the cowherd man could not stop them running down. And when the cowherd man could not stop them, they became very angry. And they came down, and the older calves were drinking the milk from the mothers. And the cowherd men, who were very angry when they saw those boys, they began smelling their heads and became full of affection. So Brahma was, Lord Balaram was amazed. What is this? Is this someone's maya? Whose maya was it? It was Krishna's maya. So I'll finish here. Jiva Goswami has explained, and Guru Maharaj explained last year in Italy. There are three sets of cowherd boys, three sets of calves. What was that? The original transcendental associates of Krishna, Lord Brahma cannot even see them. What to speak of stealing them? Therefore they had entered into the dust of Brajabhumi. A second form made of maya, Brahma kidnapped them and kept them in the cave. And the third set, Krishna himself. Therefore, these pastimes are so bewildering because there are three sets of everyone running around. So even Lord Brahma could not understand. Therefore, one cannot understand the Lord by one's own efforts. One should be very, very humble and take lesson like Lord Brahma took lesson. Then the Lord will give us mercy and we can achieve devotion.
Thank you.
Very good. So he told, Jiva Goswami has explained, three sets of
cowherd boys
and cows. Brahma cannot touch
real Gwalbal and cows. So Mahamaya, by the Mahamaya, some cows and goobers, they were
manifested.
Manifested. And second, real, original cowherd boys and
cows
and calf were covered with his Yogamaya. And for 1 year, they were like sleeping. And after 1 year, oh Kanhaiya, you have very soon returned back. And Krishna on his hand,
morsel of rice.
Rice and curd.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. Taking, he came. And third, Krishna himself became all the cowherd boys and calves. And in the end, he showed all the cowherd boys and calves became O Chaturbhuj Krishna. And in the end, he became Krishna and Gopas and others. So Brahma is very lucky to have the mercy of Krishna and to see the sweet pastimes. Gau Premanande. That's Kirtan. Now our class finished.
For today. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow again.
Announce for tomorrow.
Announce
for tomorrow.
Tomorrow's program announce, please.
Ravini Prabhu, they should bring all their family members, friends.